Friday again, and time for one of our culture-file guests to tell us about some of the good things in films, books, music, food and drink. And this time it's the turn of composer and academic Victor Lazzarini to share with us his culture-file likes.
Hi, I'm Victor Lazzarini. I'm a composer and an academic here in Maynooth University. I haven't watched any television for the last 10 or so years, or even longer, maybe 15 years. I just got completely disconnected from it for one reason or another. So I can't tell you anything about TV. I tend to look at classic films, and the latest film I was watching was an Italian comedy from the 1970s called Amici Miei.
A quest'ora il Perozzi finisce il suo lavoro di capocronista, esce dal giornale per andare a casa.
And it's a brilliant, probably not politically correct, comedy, where you have four friends who go together doing all sorts of pranks around Florence. It's brilliant because it shows how the areas, you know, the nice countryside and also nice areas in Florence, but it's really well written and directed by Mario Monicelli. I got that in archive.org. There's lots of brilliant movies there, yeah. My favorite author has to be Thomas Pynchon, and I've read all his novels, and he hasn't written anything new. So I had reread Vineland because it's one of the earlier ones I read. So I thought I'd read it again. So I reread that. It was really nice. One very recent piece of music that I've, albums, I've been in contact, and I actually didn't know anything about these albums or this band, but it was only for one reason or another I found out about them, is a group called Arti e Mestieri. It's Italian sort of prog rock jazz fusion band. And it was one of those things that you really wouldn't be able to access if you didn't have Spotify. And so I came across them somewhere, and then I looked them up on Spotify, and I've been listening, and it's fantastic. I mean, there's so many of these 1970s Italian sort of prog rock, jazz, fusion, you know, experimental things. Listen to podcasts because I never got into this, but I have a few kind of YouTube channels that I come, and they're mostly to do with musical instruments.
Hey there, gang, it's Telecaster time.
There is one,
been a while,
that is
this one is from 1966.
Very nice. It's a luthier
who was playing a Telecaster in 66. Dangerous Don Rich,
Canadian guitar repairer, and he's sometimes he does very occasion. On the occasion, he will do his own guitar, but normally he's repairing. And then, you know, so basically showing his repair jobs. Woodford, but it's a kind of an abbreviation of his name, and it's Twoodford. So Woodford. And it's really, he's fantastic, I mean, in terms of the stuff that he does. Often it's kind of it's something that he's done before and he does it again, but it's, you know, almost like, oh, it's relaxing.
Started in 1962. You'll note that the rosewood has a kind of curved aspect to it at the very end of the neck, and the board itself is pretty thin.
At home, I am the main cook, which means that I go home and I cook every evening. Weekends sometimes I don't cook on the Sundays. On Saturdays we get takeaways, so it's like a routine. And I'll be cooking every day of the week. So that's been my life for the past 26 years or so. But I like doing apple pies. And it's an interesting thing is that we have an orchard here on campus, which is brilliant. There's so many apple trees there. And in October, November, they all come to ground. And so I come, like, every week I'll be there collecting the windfalls, and then I kind of make the apple pie. Sometimes I make a lattice apple pie, which is kind of a lattice top. Sometimes I make a covered one. But it's something that we like doing and eating. I don't normally use colognes. Would use it for a special occasion or something. And there's nothing special that I would use anyway. And apart from deodorants and things like that, I wouldn't use any of that. But I think that what I find interesting about this type of thing, like perfumes and colognes, is that how they can transport you to a certain place or you know, a certain feeling that you don't quite understand what it is, but you just get that scent. So if it's something, a scent from the past, it often brings you back there, and that's a nice feeling that you have sometimes. One that is nice is like wood, sort of woody, sort of pine scent sometimes, and or sometimes like wood, sort of wood panels or something like that sort of brings back to sort of very young years, and I don't know, if, you know, from some experience that I might have had in places with pine, you know, walking through pine forest.
The likes of Victor Lazzarini there, and his album VLZ is out now on Farpoint Recordings. Coming up tomorrow evening on the Culture File Weekly, the Irish folk horror revival starts here with a first feature from documentary maker Paul Dwan. Jennifer Walsh on the AI-imagined colours of old Ireland. Soprano Laura Bowler tries to sing while getting tattooed in her new piece for New Music Dublin. And Deirdre O'Mahony's eco-opera film The Quickening hits the road. That's all coming up. Up 6:30 Saturday on the Culture File Weekly, or whenever it suits you via podcast.